Blog Talk Radio.
Time clock, sideways at the parking lot. Rocket man down the interstate. Moving, mister, I can't wait. Knock, 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 who loves you, baby? Tick, tick, tock, time to drive me crazy. Don't stop, unchain the door. Yeah, girl, I'm back for more. You got that something, something in my heart. It's thumping, thumping my blood. It's pumping, pumping. Well, it don't take a genius to see there's nothing, nothing like yours. Loving, loving, yeah, you're something, something. Have you got a little something for me? Now tell me, baby. Well, that down home style, that southern drawl, the way you giggle and say y'all, the way you wiggle when you walk, it makes me stutter when I talk. Sweet, sweet, sweeter than sweet tea. Sweet, sweet, swinging on the porch with me. Hubba, hubba, there's no doubt. Girl, I just can't help it about your something, something in my heart. It's thumping, thumping my blood. It's pumping, pumping. Well, it don't take a genius to see there's nothing, nothing like your loving, loving, yeah, your something, something. Have you got a little something for me? About you, girl, something you got. I can't put my finger on it, but I like it a lot. You got that something, something in my heart. It's something, something in my blood. Pumping, pumping. But it don't take a genius to see there's nothing, nothing like your loving, loving, yeah, your something, something. Have you got a little something for me?
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we have a bit of a first. We have the super talented members of the Springs Band, a Stuart Holcomb and a Holly Helms joining us today. But there's a stipulation to that. We actually just have a Stuart joining us today. Holly had a prior engagement. So we'll chat with Stuart about the Springs, how the band was formed, any music they're working on, and anything else they can talk about. And as usual, I've got my co-host slash sidekick Emily with me. Hey, girl.
Slash sidekick, that's cute.
What's up?
How are you? I'm exhausted.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm totally exhausted. I keep looking at my cat calendar. My calendar, for those of you that I didn't inform, my calendar has cats and yoga on it. I'm just looking at it. I think it's going to make me a little more lively, but it's not happening.
But apparently not.
It's rain's killing me.
Well, what do you say we bring on today's guest?
Sounds good.
All right.
I'm just here for the ride.
Hey, Stuart, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Stuart, how are you?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Not
pretty
too
good.
Bad.
We,
the fact that you have a cat and yoga calendar, that's awesome.
I got it at CVS for $1 because it's already 3 months into the year. So they were selling all their calendars for $1, and I was like, I have to have the cats doing yoga.
And you can't beat $1. $1 is a good price.
I know, right? Like,
it is.
It's only March. I don't know why it was like that much of a discount, but
that's great.
All right, so.
You know, we appreciate you taking time out of what I know is a crazy schedule to come and do this.
No, absolutely. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate that.
As I said earlier, y'all have a crazy schedule lately, don't you?
Absolutely. It's been crazy so far in 2015. We know it's just gonna get better. We have no complaints about staying busy. That's for sure. We've constantly trying to play shows, write new songs, meet people in the industry here in Nashville, and just have no complaints. I'm actually driving right now while we're talking too.
I do that a lot. We've had episodes where Weekdays with Murph went to Walmart. We've had episodes of Weekdays with Murph in at the KFC drive-thru. Like,
yep.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Both of those are great places to have shows too, because Walmart's great, KFC's great. You can't go wrong with either one of those.
I took Cody with me via phone Halloween costume shopping, like last minute on Halloween, because I found out I was going to a party at 4:00. So I was like, okay, gotta do the show from Walmart.
That was an interesting
show.
That's
awesome. I could imagine how most of the costumes were taken.
Yeah, I know. It was really, and our Walmart's always crazy, so it was extra crazy that day. And I'm like, all right, guys, weigh in on Twitter. Should I be a tiger or a cheetah? And I ended up being a cheetah because that's the only ears they have left.
Oh, man.
Worse.
I've been reading a lot of your backstory along with Holly's with what y'all sent me, and some of the stuff is incredible.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we've been extremely blessed to do a lot of things, and you know, and prior to getting together, we had done a lot of stuff separate from each other. But once we've gotten together, it's just grown our music careers tremendously, and we've just been really blessed once we started singing together, and I think people really like it, and it just comes to show when we go to play shows, when we go to write songs, what a huge impact it's made just by getting together.
And speaking for myself, I certainly love this music. I mean, y'all sent me a couple songs over, and I've been playing them nonstop.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And you know, we've had a bunch of people talking about it, you know, on Twitter and stuff like that about you guys and playing the songs, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are the two of y'all? Oh, go ahead, Cody.
No, I'm done for now. Go ahead, Em.
Oh, okay.
I'm done
I was
going
to ask: Are you and Holly married, or are you just dating?
Well, there's a story behind that. Me and Holly met at the Bluebird Cafe on January 23rd of 2011, and at that time, you know, she was doing her own music. I was doing my own music. And back in December 20th of 2013, I asked her to marry me. And the way I set it up was because we met at the Bluebird Cafe. I asked the Bluebird if we could come in there and I could ask her to marry me. And they closed down on a Friday night, allowed us to come in there. And her parents stood on one side of the stage. My parents stood on another side of the stage. And her birthday is December 15th. So I had told her that we were going out for her birthday. She had no idea what was happening. I let her in there blindfolded. They had all the candles lit on all the tables. I got her up on the stage between our two sets of parents. And I got down on one knee and asked her to marry me using her full name. And she said yes. And ever since then, we have been wedding planning nonstop. And we actually get married this fall. And we were going to get married last year, but we were already booked for all of 2014. And even now we've got shows in 2016 already, and we're booked for a lot of 2015, but we were able to plan that out around our wedding. And it's been really great to plan together, and Holly's really organized, and so is her family. So it's really made it really easy for me. I just say yes and no. That's all I do. They make all the phone calls, and she decides what she wants, and I'm like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I do.
I mean, to be honest, weddings pretty much revolve around the bride. I've noticed this. Like, I've noticed it's all about her. So it works out because men are into the whole, like, oh, which flower should we have thing. So it works out because she gets to pick everything, and it's all about her.
Oh, yeah. And girls have dreamed their entire lives about what their wedding's going to be. For me, I just dreamed about being married. I didn't dream about the wedding.
Yeah, you know, like, part of me is, like, I think it's really romantic to, like, run off and get married somewhere and then tell everyone afterwards. But part of me is, like, I'm going to get married in a castle and be a princess. So, you know, we'll see what happens when I get there.
Well, I told her, I said, let's just go to Vegas and get married by Elvis. She wouldn't do that, so.
That is so odd. I would so do that. My mom, I told my mom that, and she was like, I've raised you all these years. You better not run off and get married and without me even there to see. I was like, okay, fine, but you can't judge Elvis the priest, so, like, if you're there.
Nah, that's so funny.
Oh, well.
But everybody loves Elvis, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We're the Elvis fans. So, you know, just to kind of start this thing off, just tell everybody how the band was formed and you know, with every band I listen to, there's always one question that pops up. How did they come up with their band name? So, I tell everybody a story of the Springs.
Well, I'll kind of wrap that all into one question. What happened was, back in 2007, my high school was hit by a tornado, and eight of my friends lost their lives that day right down the hall from me. And that was in March the 1st of 2007. And on March the 2nd, I wrote my first song ever. So 8 years ago, last week, I wrote my first song ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, singing that song out, that you can make a positive impact in someone else's life just by doing music.
Right.
And so with the help of my parents and some other people in the community and some friends of mine that played music, we formed a band back home. And when we started trying to come up with names, in a jokingly way, my dad told my mom we should call the band the Springs, because my mom's from a small town called Coffee Springs, Alabama, mm-hmm. and they call it the Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, that would be really cool because it's kind of like where you come from kind of thing. And I said the same exact thing. I thought, you know, that's really cool. Well, each one of the band members, we all came up with five different names, and we took it into band practice, and we voted on names, and unanimously everybody decided on the Springs just because they thought it sounded like a cool name, and some of the band members didn't even know what it was. And so it's just you know, where you are where you come from. No matter how big the Springs get, we are where we come from. We are, you know, our parents' children. We are the people in our community, and we just try to represent them to the best of our ability. So we called the band the Springs, and that was back in 2007 when we first started playing together. Well, over time, you know, not everybody wants to do music for the rest of their lives, but I've been completely sold out to do it, and there's nothing else I'd rather do. But over time, you know, those guys that I started off with, some of them no longer play music, or they decided to play other genres of music. And what happened was, we started working with this guy named Rick Barker, who was Taylor Swift's former manager and works for Big Machine Records now, and has worked with the band Perry, Brantley Gilbert, Justin Moore, Florida Georgia Line, Ray Lynn, just about everybody you could think of in the music industry that's been with Big Machine Records. He's either helped them get a record deal or helped them keep their record deals. And he found us and started working with us and told me and Holly that we need to become a duo, because he saw that both of us were working hard and both of us would be great together. And we were already dating, and we were just doing two different bands at the same time. And he said, there's not a young duo that would be like you guys. It would be a great idea for you guys to work together. Well, we started trying to sing together and realized the chemistry we had on stage was the exact chemistry that we had off stage. And we complement each other in so many ways in music that when we started doing it, it just clicked. And that was back in 2012. And so for about 2.5 years now, we've been a duo, and it's just been the best thing in the world to me. Love every single minute of it. I said 2012, 2013 is when we became a duo. And we just love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. singing with someone that you know really well, or like just anybody that you have like a real like relationship with, in no matter what way, like makes it so much better. And like, I don't know, people can tell, like, if you sing with somebody you just met and you're just singing with them, then you can tell that. But like, I sing a lot with my uncle. I only get to see him when I visit Alabama. I'm from there too. And we
Great.
Only get to sing together when we're there. So, but everybody always comes and listens to us because like it, you know, brings out really like good music, and something just happens and it's way better than when we're both by ourselves, I think. But unfortunately, I was in Nashville too, so I don't see him that often. But it's so different when you're with somebody that you have like a relationship with, like that you're really close with. It just works really well, and things just flow.
Absolutely. And for me and Holly, we're both performers as well as singers. So when we're on stage, we move around a lot, and we just compliment each other in so many ways with harmony. And when we're writing songs, Holly's really good at coming up with melodies, and I'm more of a lyricist than a melody guy, and I can play guitar, and Holly plays the mandolin. So in so many ways, we just compliment each other back and forth, and it's just it's been amazing. I think personally that it was divine intervention that brought us together, because we are both from Alabama, and she's from North Alabama, I'm from South Alabama. We have so much in common, and it's just been truly amazing.
I'm from North Alabama. I'm from a little north of Birmingham, so.
Okay, what town are you from?
I'm from, the closest, like, big town would be, like, Coleman.
Okay.
To where we are.
We played at Rock the South last year, so.
We
opened up last year for Little Big Town, Charlie Daniels, and Easton Corbin.
It's so hard to get tickets to Rock the South, and by the time I got ready to buy my tickets, they sold out of the VIP ticket, and I was so mad because I wanted to go so bad. But the year before that, I went for one day to Rock the South the year before last, and we met the band Perry and everything. It was super fun, but I wanted to go last year. Now that's probably where I've heard of y'all, because I knew I'd heard of you, but I didn't know where, and it's probably from the Rock the South thing.
Probably so.
But,
yeah, and the band Perry are super nice people. They're also from the Mobile, Alabama area. So
yeah, so we're all
people.
Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we're also from a super little town that nobody knows of. And people think it's crazy that we drive to Coleman for stuff because it's like a half an hour away, and I'm like, this is the closest town, which is significant to us.
This is like me. I live kind of sort of away out in the sticks, so, and the closest town is about, like Emily said, about 20 minutes away, so.
I can't handle it. We just moved back to the South, you know, like, I lived in Ohio for, you know, 10 years. I just moved back to Tennessee 6 months ago, I guess, and we moved outside of Nashville to Dixon. And I don't like being this far out in the sticks. I know I'm 10 minutes from Walmart. I used to be like 5 minutes from everything, just like right around the corner. And I don't like it. But for some reason, like when I'm at my grandparents or whatever, even though we're so far from everything, it doesn't seem like it because you're like 5 minutes from everybody you know, because everybody knows mm-hmm. everybody. So it's so different being like out in the middle of nowhere and not knowing people. And I don't mind it there, but here I'm like, we need to live somewhere that's not the country.
That's funny.
You ain't seen sticks until you.
Dixon's not too far away, though.
You ain't seen somebody living up in the sticks until you get where I'm from. Trust me.
That's true. But no, my grandparents, Cody, you don't understand. Like, my grandparents are like, okay, you go to, you're on the interstate, you get off the interstate at Coleman, you drive through another little town that's almost a town. It's like Dixon, it wants to grow up into a town. Then you keep driving, then you go down this really windy road for like a half an hour, it seems, because the speed limit's 30 miles an hour. And then drive another mile to my grandmother's house. She literally lives in the middle of nowhere on a mountain.
Wow. I wanted to ask, you mentioned you've opened up for Little Big Town, Charlie Daniels, et cetera. Who are some of your a personal musical influences?
Well, personally, when I was younger, I had a Walkman that I was I would listen to Brooks and Dunn and Alan Jackson and Garth Brooks on cassette all the time. And then when I got a CD player, I would continue to still listen to those same people. And those have always just been my biggest influences, or just all the 90s country people. But ultimately, it comes down to Garth Brooks, George Strait, John Michael Montgomery, all those kind of guys were huge to me. And I'm also a huge fan of Conway Twitty. So,
he's my favorite ever. Oh, my goodness. You're my new best friend. No one gets it but me. Like, I feel like no one gets it. Oh, my goodness.
I love some Conway Twitty. We live in Hendersonville, and so we're right down the street from where Twitty City is, and I've just always been a huge fan of his music, and I hate that we never got the opportunity to play a show with him, but, you know, getting to play with people I've always looked up to has been great. Now, if Holly was here, she would tell you that she loves Tanya Tucker, Leanne Womack, and some of those people, and actually, I bought her tickets to go see Leanne Womack for our anniversary in April. So we're going to get to go see her, and I think we're going to get to meet her at that show, and really looking forward to that. And her daughter's actually in country music now, too. So,
do you have a brother? Because I need somebody to buy me concert tickets who understands. No. But that's funny that you mentioned Conway Twitty. He's my favorite singer ever, like, above everyone. Like, I love Martina McBride, like, when I'm thinking of, like, people I look up to musically, but I love Conway Twitty. The first song I ever learned to sing was Don't Cry Joni by Conway Twitty, and we went on a road trip from California to Alabama, and I sang it all the way there, and my grandfather took the cassette tape away from me for singing Linda on My Mind when I was 4. I was always
That's
troublemaker, what can I say? They took the punishment. That was my punishment as a child. They would ground me from the Conway Twitty cassette.
That's probably the longest version of any Conway Twitty song I've ever heard, to sing it all the way from California to Alabama. That's a long version. That's like 44 hours.
That's the only one I knew at 4, so that's what I sang all the time.
That's even longer than Freebird.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I love Conway. And I actually texted Cody the other day and told him I wanted to get a kitten and name it Conway Kitty. And he thinks I'm crazy, but I think it's cute.
Well, I think if Kanye West ever goes country, he should be called Kanye Twitty.
That is great.
I saw that somewhere
goodness.
On Twitter somewhere. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I love some Conway Twitty. I'm finally glad somebody gets him. Because I always say that and people think I'm crazy. Like, people come on the show and they talk about, like, an old country, and I'll say, yeah, I love Conway Twitty, and it's like cricket. Because they don't consider that.
I love it.
I have to ask this next question, because if I don't, one of my best friends will probably kill me. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Honestly, I'm one of those people that, you know, they always say, you're going to have regrets at the end of your life. There's things that, you know, I wish I wouldn't have done outside of music, just because I felt like it wasn't right for my life. But looking back on it, it brought me to where I am now. And I feel like every decision in life either has good consequences or bad consequences. But no matter what, it takes you where you're supposed to be. And not everything's good, but the good and the bad lead you to where you are. And I feel like without the things that some people would consider bad decisions in my life, it would have never led me to Holly. It would have never led me to where I am right now in music. And so I don't really have anything that I would regret. There's definitely things that I would like to do now. I guess, you know, in music, the tough part is knowing who to trust and who not to trust. And there's a lot of people that will lie to you in the business, and there's a lot of people that will be sincere, but finding the right people is sometimes tough. And I guess if I was to have any regrets, it's some of the people I've worked with in the music industry that were not completely honest with us.
And that sort of kind of ties into my next question. Whether musically or just in life in general, what is some of the best advice you've ever gotten?
Okay, well, there's a few of those that I have. First off, one of the first things I ever heard when I came to town was we were opening up for a guy named Stephen Cochran. This was the first week I ever moved to Nashville. And he said, "Stuart, I've been in this town for a long time, and Stephen's had some hits in the 90s. And he said, "It's not who's the best in this town. It's not a talent contest anymore. It's who sticks at it the longest. If you'll stick at it the longest over everybody else, you'll gain success." And I've been in Nashville for almost 5 years, and I can see more and more that that's the truth. The other thing that I've heard was one of our other first shows in town. It was our first TV show. We did a show with Craig Morgan that was on CMT and GAC and some other shows. And Craig told me that show. He said, "Always be nice to people on your way up, because you want them to be nice to you on your way down." And I always thought that was just the perfect advice. And my third piece of advice that I got while I was in town has been, nobody cares about you in the music business until everybody cares about you in the music business.
Yeah,
between
absolutely.
Those have been three things that have always just stuck in my mind out of everything I've ever heard. And just about every single person we ever open up for, I always ask them, for advice. I'm not asking for them to get us a record deal, because most of the artists, they can't get you a record deal because they just work for the people that give record deals.
Yeah.
So I just always ask them for advice. And the things that people tell you is always amazing. And some things are the same as what somebody else has told you. And other things are different, but I just get little gold nuggets from everybody and try to use that to determine the decisions that I'm going to make.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cody.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Em.
Okay, what I was going to say is, going back to what you said about, like, sticking around, I got a bunch of musical writer, producer buddies that I hang out with, and they're, like, old people, which people find amusing because I'm 70. And I hang out with an old man who used to be real popular. But we all write and sing and everything, and we always just play, but whatever. Anyway, one of them was like, "I want you to sing for me, because, you know, I'll tell you, you know, what you need to do, what you don't." And I sang for him, and he's like, "You know, you have a really good voice, but now, like, it doesn't matter if you can sing or not, because now they can make you sound like you can sing, and it's not about, you know, who's the best singer. It's about who can stick around and who can, like, put up with it the longest, basically." He's like, "You're just lucky that you can actually, you know, sing, but they don't matter if you can actually sing these days. They can make you sound like you can sing."
Absolutely. I'm not going to name any names, but there's been many, many people that we've opened for that were just not great singers, and they were not great performers. They've just been in it a long time, or just knew the right person that got them the position that they're in. And that's just been amazing to me, because I thought everybody was good when I first moved to town, and then I realized that's not the case. It's just being committed and having perseverance, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease, that kind of situation.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, the people who've been around, like the female singers, I don't know so much about the male singers because I haven't seen as many of them live, but female singers who've been around in a while, since the 90s, are, like, really good when you see them in person, and then there's newer singers who you go see them and you're, like, disappointed because it's not the way it used to be. Like, you didn't, like, back in the day when you got into the music business, you had to actually be super talented. And these days, like, as long as you stick with it and you're committed, even if you're not the best, they can make you sound like you're good. And then you get live and you're not as great.
Right. That's
you know,
the truth.
And just to kind of sort of wrap up here, because we've only got about 30 seconds left. I wanted to thank you again for taking a little time out of your day to come on and chat with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us on, and we're happy to help anytime we can.
You'll have to come back when Holly can come with me. I'm sure we'll
absolutely
have a heck of a time. It'll probably get crazy, but it gets crazy normally, so don't worry.
That's all right. We love to get crazy.
Yeah, we're a hot mess all the time.
Please give Holly our best, okay?
Oh, absolutely. She hates she couldn't be on. And thank you so much for supporting us, though. Thank you so much.
You know, And this is just a little side note. I live about 3 hours west of Nashville, so I try and go as much as I can. I'm actually planning a trip to Nashville March 21st.
He's coming to see me because I'm his best friend, and I make him drive 3 hours to come visit.
Exactly. And if y'all have a show planned anytime that weekend, I'd love to come see y'all.
Well, March 20th, we're at Floribama in Perdido Key, Florida. And
I
want to
be there so bad, and I'm not old enough to get in.
Yeah, it's spring break down there, so it's going to be wild. And
we're
playing right on
crazy.
It's where Kenny Chesney did his show last year there.
We're playing on
the beach there. And then we're doing March 21st with Dustin Lynch in Bonifay, Florida. And then March 22nd, we're playing at Wild Horse in Nashville. And,
okay, Tony, let's go to that.
I might be able to make that one.
So maybe y'all can come. And March the 23rd, we're doing a private party at Wild Horse with Kelly Clarkson. It's us and her playing that night. So
I might be able to make the March. I might be able to make the March 22nd one.
Hopefully we can work it out. That's my spring break. The 21st is a Saturday, so he's coming to see me on the 21st. We're going to play on that night at this place locally here that I play in. It's really fun. It's like karaoke, but a little more like professional, whereas you have to know what you're going to sing and the band plays for you instead of like a karaoke tape. But
is that the one
super
in Saline?
No, it's the Grand Ole Hatchery.
Okay, I knew there was a place called the One in Saloon that's out in Dixon that some of my friends have played at.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's out past where I live, like out going towards like Waverly and Tennessee City. I know what you're talking about. But
yeah.
I've never been there. I don't know about that place, but I'm a sort of a regular at the hatchery, so I like to stick to what I know, you know.
Absolutely,
so,
you should.
I'm taking them with me, and we're going to – they won't know what hit them when me and Cody and a bunch of our other music friends hit them. And
I don't know
so
about that.
Hopefully we can see you on the 22nd if my parents let me drive to Nashville on a school night. We'll see.
Well, we love to have you guys, that's for sure. And they have free line dance lessons all night and stuff if you've never been there. They have free pool tables on the third floor there. Last night
that's
we played
awesome.
A show there to about 800 people. So,
wow.
It's kind of
cool.
Fun. So, love for you guys to come anytime.
Before I let you go, Stuart, I just wanted to say that anything y'all do, I will be more than happy to promote any music, anything that y'all do on Twitter, Facebook, and the show. I'm more than happy to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. We really appreciate that. And anytime you need us to call in or anything, just let us know.
All right, Mr.
Hey,
and you know, and again, I just want to say, after reading your stories that you've sent me or whatever, I have a ton of respect for both you and Holly. I have a lot of respect for y'all.
Thank you so much. We're very blessed to do what we do, and we're very blessed to have the talent that we have and the people that are behind us, believing in us, and. Have nothing else that we'd rather do. We're extremely blessed.
And I say this to everybody. Like I told you before, we'll be out there promoting your shows, retweeting a lot of your stuff, and sharing your stuff on Facebook. We'll do it all for you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We'll constantly have everything on our website, so anytime you have questions, it's always the easiest place to find our shows, and everybody can find our shows there at thespringsband.com, and if they go to thespringsband.com, right. They'll get 7 free songs from us.
Awesome. I think I'm going to let you go, Stuart, and you have an open invitation back to the show anytime. You're going to come on.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. You'll have a good rest of your night.
All right, you too.
Oh, you too, Stuart. All right, bye.
All right, see you guys.
Stuart was pretty awesome, wasn't he?
You didn't say you're lying. Oh, my goodness. You had one job. No, I'm just kidding. You didn't say, well, that was fun.
You had one job, Murph. You had one job.
No, but that was super fun. Actually, I found a condom to a fan. Okay, the 22nd, I have it all worked out. I was just thinking about it while you were talking, which sounds rude, but it's a good plan. So the 21st,
right,
we go do our thing at night, whatever. You go to Nashville, and I obviously come to my house because I live here. And then I know how I can get them to let me go. I can tell them that me and Michaela are going to go, and I'll let Michaela take me because they don't like me driving that far by myself. But if
right,
one of my friends drives me, they don't care.
Wow.
So I got it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we can go. Hopefully we can get a ticket and get in. I don't know if there's an age or anything on it. I'll look at it later.
I don't know.
And see how much it costs here or whatever. And I'll get Michaela to go with me because if it's 18 and up, neither of us can get in, but you can. And if it's not 18 and up, we can both get in.
You want to do announcements real quick because there's a lot of stuff that's happening.
I'm just going to do everything because I know we have one that's far out, but I don't want to leave just one thing off, so I'm just going to do everything.
But there's a lot of stuff that's been happening lately, isn't there?
All right, yeah, we're super busy. I don't think we've ever been double booked for like 3 weeks in a row in a long time.
Right.
Okay. So on Thursday night, we have Johnny Poole, and if anyone's interested, the talent show
this
at the County High School is at 7 o'clock, and the drama club really needs your money, so come buy a ticket.
This Johnny Poole guy is absolutely amazing.
He is amazing. I met him. He was so charming. I wanted to just – never mind.
He is absolutely amazing, this Johnny Poole guy is.
I cannot believe I asked you if he had a brother. That's hilarious. I'm so good.
Good. Wow.
Okay. No, seriously, like, if he has a brother. Anyway, okay. The 14th is my one-year anniversary on the show. It's like Cody and I there.
Yes,
mostly.
It is.
When I said that, it sounds like we're married, but pretty much we're married to this show. So,
yes, this show is pretty much our life.
Our, in air quotes, one-year anniversary is on Saturday. It's going to be super fun. In case anyone's interested, another promotion, the Dancing with the Stars premiere is Monday the 16th. I have it on my calendar, and I'm just tweeting everything.
Yes.
And the 17th, I'm running out of breath. The 17th is Katie Bell Aiken. She's another singer, and that's at 6. They're all at 6, guys. The 24th, we have Alyssa Trahan. She's also at 6 o'clock. The 27th.
She's a singer, songwriter, and she plays about 14 instruments. This chick is super talented.
And Cody's in love with her, obviously.
No comment.
The 27th, we have Common Ground Radio host, Misty and Brandon, and we're going to play a game of Marry, Kiss, or Kill because Cody won't let me make it marry, shag, or kill. So we're cleaning it up because he won't let me say that word.
Right.
So, plus, you know, it's going to get out of hand enough as it is. So it's PG
rated.
Any...
I hope.
Yeah. No, it's not PG. Our show is unrated. We have no rating. Come at your own risk.
We have PG-13 rating, I think.
Yeah, like we're not R-rated, we're not NC-17 like Travis's show, because he even said that,
right.
He said I'm rated NC-17. We're PG-13, okay? Shag is not a bad word. I keep whispering it like it is. It's not as bad as some other words I could have used.
No.
Wait,
it's not.
That really like a really, is that like a bad word? Like, is that something I don't know about?
No.
Or like, okay, it's just not nice. Okay, I got it.
Right.
And then Thursday, April 2nd. Oh, Thursday, April 1st is the General Hospital anniversary, and y'all are going to be, I'm so excited for it. Y'all are going to think it's amazing, hopefully.
It's Wednesday, April 1st, actually.
Wednesday, I knew that. I think it's going to be incredible. I know something y'all don't know, anyway.
Yes, we do.
Thursday,
April 2nd. We know something you don't know.
Yes, we know something y'all don't know, because we happen to be friends with Mr. Nathan Lauren, but don't tell him we said that.
We have connections.
Thursday, March 2nd, we have Nathan Varney on to discuss the anniversary because what better way to say happy anniversary, General Hospital, than with an ABC executive? I don't think there's
executive.
One.
Exactly.
We were gonna have him on April 1st, but I have to go to school, and I figured I wanted time to like watch it and form opinions on it before I talk to him. So.
Right.
And that's sure to bring us a lot of callers because it did the last time. Lots of opinionated callers, which I'm always open
for.
Yes, it did. But Nancy is amazing. Maybe she'll call again because that's my girl.
That's your girl. I know it's your girl. You know. And with that, I think I'm probably going to let you
literally,
go.
That
can...
was like a, that was literally a full-on workout. Doing the announcement. I'm winded.
So I can kind of wrap up here, okay?
All right, awesome. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our awesome interview with a Stewart of the Springs Band. Like Emily said in a record time, March 14th, and that is this coming Saturday, at 5 p.m. Central, we have Emily's one-year anniversary on the show, and there may or may not be a few surprises. So you'll just have to be on the lookout for that one. The 17th, all these times are 5 p.m. Central, by the way, 6 p.m. for you Eastern timers. The 17th, we have a lovely and talented Miss Katie Bell Aiken, a singer-songwriter. Oh, and the 12th, as Emily alluded to, we have singer Johnny Poole on the show with us. I booked that one, so I'm going to let her take the lead in most of the interview. On the 24th, we have singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, the incredibly, incredibly talented Miss Alyssa Trahan, joining us on the show. And I'm working on something for the 31st, so I'll keep you on the loop about that. Thursday, April 2nd, as Emily said earlier, we have our friend, the super awesome Mr. Nathan Varney joining us on the show. And as I said earlier, all those times are 5 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. for you Central timers, 3 p.m. for you Pacific time zone, and I think 4 p.m. for you Mountain time zone. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.